It's not just a novel, it's a transmedia experience. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Writers J.C. Hutchins and Jordan Wiseman venture beyond the novel into interactive digital storytelling with the new book, Personal Effects, Dark Art. The psychological thriller tells the story of Zach Taylor, an art therapist who must determine whether Martin Grace, a blind audio engineer suspected of a dozen murders, is competent to stand trial. Included with the novel, tucked inside the book's front pocket, are physical artifacts to engage the reader beyond the pages, including characters' birth certificates, ID cards, and family photos. And readers have the opportunity to call characters' phone numbers to listen to messages.
Hey, this is Zach Taylor. I'm sorry I've been so hard to get a hold of lately. This Martin Grace case is haunting me in unexpected ways.
The authors have created real websites for characters like art therapist Zach Taylor, and they look plenty real. And readers have the opportunity to hear a podcast-only prequel to the novel.
I'm an art therapist working at what's commonly known as the most rotten, dangerous, and nigh-forgotten mental institution in New York State. We get the hard cases. I've heard utterings of the bizarre, unhinged, and incomprehensible.
J.C. Hutchins says all the extras help Personal Effects Dark Art stand out in a crowded marketplace. That's not the only reason the book is so much more than printed words on paper.
For me, mostly, as a young storyteller, I embraced this idea, this concept that was created by my co-author, Jordan Wiseman, as a really kind of interesting way to flex my muscles as a creator and see just how resonant and how effective you can tell stories in this way. It's almost, for me personally, it was almost kind of unlearning certain prejudices I had as a prose fiction writer and embrace a more media-neutral perspective where if it's easier and if it's more emotionally resonant to use video or audio or a website to convey a certain kind of plot point and deliver that in a way that's very interesting for the reader, why not embrace those other media? So I've learned quite a bit as a storyteller along the way, and it was a blast to help create.
So it's really interesting what you're doing with the physical artifacts that come with the book and directing readers off the pages of the book and online for further engagement. For me personally, though, it's not what interests me at all as a reader. I don't think I would do any of the things that you're giving readers the option to do. So this kind of storytelling is clearly not for all readers, right?
I completely sympathize and understand. Who wants to be, reading a scary book in the middle of the night and have to fire up Google to pursue other parts of the narrative? Completely understandable. And that's why Personal Effects Dark Art was written, and this was mission critical for me as the writer of the novel, was to ensure that the actual book, the actual text, provided not just a story that had a beginning, middle, and end, but was a heck of a ride and was just as compelling as the content that could be experienced beyond the pages. So for me, my creative goal wasn't to just embrace this kind of transmedia or out of book experience and the experimental nature of that, but frankly and more importantly, to create and deliver a nuts and bolts compelling read.
J.C. Hutchins is co-author of Personal Effects Dark Art on St. Martin's Press. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.